Hey students, this is Tripp. Thanks so much for joining us for these first 30 college devotionals. There are many abilities that become a big deal in college. For instance, affordability. That's the reason you eat fish tacos from a gas station. Flexibility. That's learning the art of taking a 15-minute break and turning it into a power nap. How about wearability? Now, this is a judgment call on getting just one more use out of an outfit before you absolutely have to do laundry. Generally, this involves in turning things inside out and wearing them again. So you learn these things in college, right? All joking aside, there's a number of things that you learn to do in college that set you up for success the rest of your life. Now, of all the many abilities that are useful in college, perhaps the most legit, beneficial ability to incorporate into the college experience is accountability. Accountability is defined as responsibility, liability, and answerability. It is the encouragement, support, the correction, and discipline provided by an intentional and meaningful relationship. Now, accountability does not just happen. It's a choice, and it only occurs as one willfully and vulnerably submits to another, trusting that it is for their good and God's glory. Now, there are several aspects of accountability that can greatly benefit your life. I strongly encourage you to seek it out in the following three relationships. Number one, pursue a Paul. Now, this is someone older that can serve as a mentor to you. There's a long list in Scripture of those who are impacted by the life of the Apostle Paul. I think of Titus, Onesimus, Luke, Timothy, just to name a few. This impact did not take place in a formal classroom setting, but in the context of doing life and ministry together. Paul's mentoring, it was both theoretical and highly practical. Question, who is the Paul-type mentor that you're pursuing? Who in your life is older and wiser that you're allowing to influence you? See, mentoring is typically not best accomplished through some kind of formal program, but as one desiring such training and mentoring pursues it. See, asking, will you mentor me? That's probably not the best approach to a mentoring relationship. Let it happen more organic and relationally. It's typically best happens when one observes, questions, learns, and imitates another. I know very few great leaders who will not invest their lives in someone that they see trying to emulate their life and their leadership. How do you pursue a Paul? Look around and ask these questions. Who is someone older and wiser than me that I respect? Who has the character and reputation that I desire? And who is making the impact that I desire to make? Pray that God will open doors for you to have relationship and favor with this person. Ask for wisdom in pursuing opportunities for proximity and influence. Then begin to watch, listen, learn, and imitate what you see in them. So first of all, pursue a Paul, a mentor. Number two, seek a Silas. This is a peer, a friend, to serve as an accountability partner for you. There is absolutely nothing in this world like a genuine friend that wants the very best for you and loves you enough to be honest with you. True friends are hard on you when necessary, and they stick with you no matter the circumstance. In Scripture, we see such a friendship between Silas and Paul. Silas traveled extensively with Paul, ministering and spreading the gospel. He was arrested with Paul. We see this story in Acts 16, 19 through 40. They were beaten severely together, and they were confined in a dungeon of a jail with their legs in stocks together. See, Silas had Paul's back no matter what. Notice the nature of their friendship in Acts 16, starting in verse 25. It says, around midnight, Paul and Silas, they were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All of the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, "Stop! Don't kill yourself. We are here." The jailer called for lights, and he ran to the dungeon, and he fell trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." And they shared the word of the Lord with him and all who lived in his household. Notice that even in jail, Silas and Paul together, they sang hymns of worship together and encouraged one another as they ministered to everyone around them. Do you have a friend like that? Who in your life wants God's best for you and is committed to helping you discover and live it? In seeking a Silas, ask the following questions. Who is someone I can relate to and rely on? What friend loves me enough to call me out when necessary? And who wants God's best for me no matter what? As you identify such a friend, make time with them a priority. You may only have a friend or two like this in your entire lifetime. If you have one, do all you can to value that person and invest in that friendship. If you don't have a friend like that yet, pray that God opens the door for a friendship like that. Remember, the best way to have a friend like that is to be a friend like that. So, pursue a Paul, a mentor. Seek a Silas. This is a friend who can hold you accountable, who can encourage you no matter what. And third of all, train a Timothy. Train a Timothy. This is someone younger that you can pour your life into. As much as you can benefit from a mentoring relationship with someone older and wiser than you, there is equally as much value in you being that mentor to someone younger and less experienced than you. Who are you intentionally investing your life into as a mentor and coach? Paul served as a spiritual father to Timothy. He spent time with him. He taught him. He equipped him, encouraged him, and he helped him be successful in his faith and ministry. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 10, 11, and 14, it says, "But you, Timothy, certainly know what I teach, and you know how I live, and you know what my purpose in life is. You know my faith, my patience, my love, and my endurance. You know how much persecution and suffering I have endured. But you must remain faithful to these things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you." Such encouragement as this only flows from an intentional investment of Paul's life into Timothy's. But know that such a mentoring relationship does not just benefit the one being mentored. Mentoring another can benefit you in a number of ways. First of all, as you teach a principle, it highlights that truth in your own heart. Number two, it challenges you. It creates accountability in you. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, "I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified." It creates accountability for you. And third of all, it brings great joy. In 3 John 4, says, "I could have no greater joy than to hear that my children are following the truth." As you spiritually mentor others, it brings great joy to see them succeed. As Paul mentored Timothy, he encouraged him to take all that he learned and pass it on to others as well. 2 Timothy 2:2, "You've heard me teach these things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now you teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others." Students, accountability is not always easy, but it is vital to success. Now, you guys know where you want to go. You know who you want to be. There is nothing like investing in those relationships that can help you get there. So today, invest in relationships that are for your good and God's glory. And I'm confident that as you do, you will be wildly blessed. Have an awesome day. We love you. We're here for you. And we hope you join us tomorrow for another First 30.